Now, we revisit a place we featured 2 months ago during our coverage of the massive earthquake in southwestern China. The quake killed tens of thousands of people, and it caused a scare for the Panda base in Chengdu. Today, NPR's Louisa Lim returned there on a special day for the center.
A gaggle of 9-year-olds has been practicing for this moment. It's the Chinese launch of a book called Watch Me Grow. This tells the story so far of probably the world's most watched 2-year-old, Panda Jingjing, who's also an Olympic mascot. Her home is here at the Chengdu research base of giant panda breeding, where the buzz of cicadas vibrates through the bamboo. Joe Lusby, general manager of the publisher Penguin China, says it's donating the book's profits, so far $30,000 from US sales, to the centre.
We really decided to launch it here now to partly highlight the problems that the centre here are having in terms of lost revenue from tourism.
The base hasn't suffered any physical damage, but visitor numbers plummeted, with many tourists cancelling trips to the region after the earthquake. Now just 300 people visit every day, about a tenth of the normal number. The centre predicts it will lose more than $1 million in revenue this year.
Economically, it is a disaster.
Zhang Zhihe, the centre's director, says it's cost-cutting wherever it can.
Before, we can provide our pandas 5 kinds of bamboo in a day. Right now, we can just only provide 2. Before, you know, we can give the pandas 8 to 100 kilo bamboo. Right now, we can only give them 50.
As pandas munch their bamboo, he stresses the animals are not going hungry. This centre has been much luckier than the other main panda base, up the mountains in Wolong. It was destroyed. 5 staffers were killed, 1 panda died, and another is still missing. The government's just announced a $290 million plan to rebuild that centre. And 2 months on, much is still unknown about how the earthquake affected the 1,600 wild pandas, according to Sarah Bexell, director of conservation education.
We do have a lot of worries about the wild population and, of course, all the other plants and animals in the region, because as people saw, you know, on the television, you know, entire sides of mountains collapsed. And this is prime habitat for giant pandas, and their habitat's already so extremely limited.
Inside her grassy enclosure, Jingjing the Olympic panda lumbers around, blithely ignoring her adoring public. The centre's habitat conservation programs have all been halted. Like many others, the staffers are taking recovery one day at a time and still figuring out how to get by in this new post-quake world. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Chengdu, China.
And you can see videos of the pandas at the Chengdu Research Base at our website, npr.org.